Laura, congratulations at Team Silver at the Alltech World Equestrian Games. Now, firstly, let's just talk about your test, a personal best for you. You must be delighted.
Absolutely. For it to go that well at a championship, you know, is absolutely a dream come true. He really gave me his all today. I could ride him completely, fully to the max, no mistakes. No, it was. I can't describe the feeling. It's very emotional when a horse gives you his all like that. It's a pretty special feeling.
And going last with the team, more pressure on yourself then. Was that in the back of your mind, or were you just concentrating on your own test?
Sure, of course it's pressure. I mean, we knew that we had a good chance of a medal and even a potential chance of a silver medal, so obviously I wanted to give it my all. But I mean, you go into the ring and a championship like this, you want to do your best, whatever the sort of pre-information is. So no, I mean, it's fantastic for the team that it came off like that, and everyone did their bit. Each member of my team, we got a good result and did a great job, so it really was a team effort, and that's really special for, you know, British dressage has come a long way in the last couple of years.
Absolutely. And what was the feeling like riding down the centre line, knowing you'd done such a good test, and riding to Land of Hope and Glory?
Yeah, slightly cheesy. I was I did notice that. Thought it was quite funny, but no. I mean, obviously, I was focused on getting my last halt, because when it comes to a team event, every mark can count. You don't know exactly what everyone else has done, so you really just want to scrape every mark that you can. And until I'd finished and saluted, I was still very focused. And after that, I just felt so emotional and so happy that my horse had done so well for me.
What does this horse mean to you?
I can't describe that. He's such a special horse. We've come such a long way together. It's been a long road, but it's been worth it completely. And he's so special. He's such a trier. And no, I mean, I think anyone who looks at him and looks at his face can see what a special horse he is.
And second at the moment in the Vitaly to Moorland's Tortolas. I mean, Moorland's Tortolas, world number one, world record holder. He's going to be a very tough horse to beat.
For sure. I mean, right now I'm not worried too much about that. I'm just so thrilled that I got my personal best, and that my horse, you know, and I did the best performance we've ever done. Now I just want to be able to try and ride as good a test tomorrow as I did today, and that's all I'm thinking about.
And moving on, Team Silver, first ever team medal at the World Championships in dressage for Great Britain. Hugely unexpected. I mean, I knew you guys were hoping for a medal of some kind, but did you ever think it would be silver?
No, I didn't think it would be silver this year, because both Germany and Holland had a very strong team. We were really concentrating on making sure that no one else slipped past us and take the bronze from us. So to come out with silver is really special. But I mean, I'm really happy, not just for the riders, but also for all the world-class performance staff that put in so much effort into us. You know, it really shows that the work over the last few years is really starting to pay off.
Because British dressage perhaps hasn't got the history that a lot of the European nations has got, but beating Germany at the World Championships is pretty special.
Yeah, I think we put in the groundwork last year, and this year we've managed to just top that off, and we're absolutely thrilled.
Well done today.
Thank you.